This Father's Day at Lowe's, score free gifts for the greatest dad. Right now, get a free select DeWalt, Craftsman, or Kobalt tool with purchase of a select battery kit. Plus, get a free Werner 2-foot aluminum ladder when you buy an 8-foot fiberglass ladder. Shop these deals and more this Father's Day at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 6/15 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Now, I'd like to draw your attention to Colossians chapter 3, verse 5 and 6, where the Word of God reads, "Put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you: sexual immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. On account of these, the wrath of God is coming." Did you get that? Verse 6 said, "On account of these, the wrath of God is coming." To put it plainly, stop sinning. Don't be given to habitual sin. Leave your body's sensual and self-centered desires. Depart from sin. Don't be greedy, because greed is a form of idolatry as it replaces your devotion to the Lord. The bottom line here is that when you live in these vices, you ignite the anger of God. These are acts of disobedience, and here's a piece of advice. Disobedience comes with a heavy price. Jonah disobeyed God, and he was swallowed by a large fish. Lot's wife disobeyed God, and she was turned into a pillar of salt. The children of Israel disobeyed God and ended up wandering in the desert for 40 years. When you choose to act in disobedience, you ignite the anger of God. So think twice before you act. Think twice before you reject the instruction of the Lord. Once again, the Bible in Colossians chapter 3, verse 5 and 6 says, "Put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you." And then it lists the following. Number 1, sexual immorality. Number 2, impurity, then passion, then evil desire, and then covetousness, which is greed. Can any of these things be found in your life? Are you living in a cycle of any of these sins? If so, repent. Now, to be clear, sexual immorality is anything from premarital sex, adultery, pornography, anything that is outside the parameters designed by God. Anything outside of a marriage covenant between a husband and a wife is sexual immorality. Can this be found in your life? Because if it can, then you are in direct disobedience to the Lord. Secondly, when the Bible mentions impurities, I believe this can be anything and everything unholy. From unholy thoughts or unholy actions, like dabbling in dark spiritual things like witchcraft or fortune telling. Can any of this be found in your life? Because if it can, then you are in direct disobedience to the Lord. The Bible says that evil passions and desires and greed are among those things which we should put to death in our lives. As children of God, we're faced with choices on a daily basis. Do you choose to put to death these desires of the flesh and uphold a godly standard or not? We have to make the choice whether to maintain holiness or not. And the thing is, in today's world, the devil has infiltrated and embedded himself into so many things in society. He's blended right in to such an extent that people no longer see the sin in what many may consider to be normal. People no longer see the parading of sexual immorality in movies and music today. People no longer see the sin in how the world encourages and fosters the spirit of pride and the pursuit of things, of money and power. Sin has become accepted as the norm. It doesn't even shock us anymore to see sexual immorality on screen or to hear music that blasphemes. The devil has managed to embed himself and blend into society. He's normalized the things that lead us to sin. And the thing is, the devil cunningly presents these things before our eyes so
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4-Day Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains June 6th through the 9th.
With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Frequently that it almost desensitizes us. It becomes normal to see sexual immorality on the screen and on social media. It's become normal to pursue money and material things. However, what is normal to the world tends to go hand in hand with what is sin. The Amplified Translation of Romans 12, verse 2 gives a detailed account of what we need as children of God. The Bible says, "And do not be conformed to this world any longer with its superficial values and customs, but be transformed and progressively changed as you mature spiritually by the renewing of your mind, focusing on godly values and ethical attitudes, so that you may prove for yourselves what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect in His plan and purpose for you." In other words, stop imitating the ideals and opinions of the culture around you. Don't allow this world to mold you in its own image. The key for us as believers is that we are to be inwardly transformed by the Holy Spirit. And it's when you allow the Holy Spirit to transform you, to transform your mind and how you think, it's only then that you will discern God's will. The key is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will help you to eliminate disobedience. It's the Holy Spirit who will bring a total reformation of how you think. And once this happens, once you allow the Holy Ghost to move within you, righteousness will be what you pursue. Jesus Christ is who you will desire, and the kingdom of God is what you'll become passionate about. Now, finally, I'd like to read Ezekiel 36, verse 26 to 27, which says, "I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will keep my judgments and do them." Our hearts can so often be filled with many, many things, many passions, many desires, many goals and plans. But these things pale in comparison to what the Lord has for us. Too often I've seen people lay the blame for their failures on the devil. But the root issue was that they never truly submitted to the Holy Ghost, and so they were left exposed to the enemy. Too many people put the blame on their circumstances, their past, or even on other people, but if you really get to the bottom line, their issue is a heart issue. Their heart isn't willing to submit. Their heart isn't willing to repent and turn away from sin. And so today, I encourage you to pray for God to renew your heart. Pray that He would give you a new heart that burns brightly for Him.
There's two things I want to discuss about prayer. And these two things are, it's not about how you feel, it's about what you need. And the second thing is, prayer is not a fire exit. It's not the red ejection button that can bail you out of anything. Now, before I dive into these points, let me tell you that we all pray. We all pray in one form or another. The issue when it comes to prayer is, do we pray during the days where we don't feel like it? Do we pray during the time when it feels rough, when it's hard? That's the issue with prayer for most of us, because if you really think about it, there is something that will happen sooner or later that will force you to pray. A sinner will pray when life gets hard enough. A liar, a thief, a sexually immoral person, they will all pray. But the reason why, more often than not, they don't get results is because they view prayer as a fire exit, suitable for emergency use only. I mean, think of it. When you walk in a building, none of us are really concerned about the fire exits. That is, until an emergency. And quite often, people view prayer in the same way. But here's what you should know. Prayer is not about how you're feeling. Prayer is not about what you're feeling. Prayer is about what you need. And what you need is Jesus. What you need is a relationship with Jesus. What you need is to hunger, seek, and search for the Lord in prayer. Furthermore, prayer is not a fire escape. We're to remain always in prayer. We need to look at prayer as a necessity rather than some sort of rescue process. Now, whenever I speak to people about prayer, here are the main questions I'm asked. Why is it so hard to pray? Why am I so inconsistent with prayer? And for a moment, I'd like you to think, why don't we pray? At least, not to the level that we know we should be praying. I believe there are a number of reasons why we don't pray as we ought to as believers. Now, as I list these reasons, be honest with yourself if any point resonates with you. A lot of Christians don't pray because they are comfortable. Life's good. They make a decent living. They're in relatively good health. Life is comfortable. And we are creatures of comfort, so we would rather sleep an extra half hour than wake up and pray. We would rather watch something and unwind than use that time to pray. Being comfortable means that we think we don't need to pray. But here's the thing. If someone walked down the street, a complete stranger, if they came up to you and said, "I need your help with something. I need you to help me with this. I need you to give me that, and I need you to fix this situation." If someone came and said this to you, how many of you would say, "Sure thing, I'll help you"? None of us would. Not to a complete and total stranger, but if it were a friend, a relative, if it were someone we have a relationship with, someone we've spent time with and gotten to know, then it's easier to help such a person, right? Well, I would like to submit to you that a lot of us are going to God with an emergency list of prayer requests and miracles, but we haven't put the time in to build a relationship with Him. God's never heard you pray with any sincerity when things were comfortable for you. He's never seen you on your knees when you were enjoying the good season in your life. So think about it. Why should He drop everything for someone who shows little to no effort? God is not mocked. You can't put Him in the driving seat only for you to crash and expect Him to clean up the mess you've made. What I'm trying to encourage you to do is to pray in and through every season of life. If you're blessed, pray. If you're feeling down and discouraged, pray. If you're living in abundance and comfort, don't forget to pray. If the business is growing and the cash starts to flow in, remember to pray. Don't think that just because you're comfortable, you don't need to pray. Don't think that just because you're comfortable, you can make it on your own. A comfortable Christian is often a prayerless Christian. But here's the thing. Prayer sustains you. That connection between you and the Lord gives you a divine source of strength and support. Prayer also prepares you. It prepares you for spiritual battles. It prepares you to fight because our flesh, our bodies, don't want to pray. This is the carnal man, and its desire is selfish. Its desires please, and its nature is sin. Now, if you can subject your body to pray whether you feel like it or not, then you are a man or woman who is ready to fight. So, each day, take your spiritual pulse in the morning. Check that your heart is beating for prayer, because you know it's a necessity. Check your spiritual pulse and make sure that prayer is a matter of urgency for you. Because if not, then you could be in one of the most dangerous positions anyone could be in. And that's being comfortable. So I encourage you, don't compromise when it comes to prayer. Don't undermine the power of prayer. Do not take prayer for granted. Pray because you know that you need Jesus Christ. You know that you need to develop and cultivate a relationship with Jesus Christ.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4-Day Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains June 6th through the 9th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.